WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wausau Snow Recreation saw a busy holiday season. The end of 2025 saw crowds at Sylvan Hill and other recreation parks, according to county officials. Marathon County Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Director Jamie Polly gave an update to Wausau's Parks and Recreation Committee on Monday.
We were fully open for all of Christmas break for the first time in a few years.
She said there were some growing pains during the week of Christmas.
It was so busy this year that we had lines almost every day during Christmas break, and so a lot of positive comments, but a few negative of having to wait in line, and not everyone got to keep their tube. You had to give it to the next person who was waiting and then go back in the line, and we tried to get it through efficiently.
Polly also said since the Christmas season was so popular, they may be able to continue to be open for the holidays in the future.
There might be a little bit of changes in our operation, whether we cap the number of people and have just different hour slots or couple hour slots so people can come, and then we can get new people in. We have to talk about how we get a lot of people through.
Winter recreation activities are open around Marathon County. According to the county's annual Fall and Winter Recreation Guide, Wausau Sledding Hills open as soon as there's enough snow on the ground. The city has also opened 3 outdoor ice skating rinks, and the 9 Mile Forest Recreation Area is offering snowshoeing, skiing, and winter biking. With ice making its way into the area, be sure to check out weather and trail conditions and watch for closures before heading out. For information on hours, permits, and admission, visit the Marathon County 2025-26 Fall and Winter Recreation Guide on the county's recreation webpage. Wisconsin's pandemic-era child care program ran out of funding last summer. And in the state's biennial budget, a new program to bridge the gap sends support to providers and families. But some providers aren't eligible to apply. Melissa Kay reports.
State Senator Patrick Teston says he was surprised to learn that only child care providers regulated by the state are eligible. That leaves some providers licensed by tribal nations unable to access that money.
What was brought to our attention, and we were not aware of, is that our tribal nations, they aren't able to qualify. And many of our tribal nations, including the Ho-Chunk, have their own child care centers, and they provide services not only for their own tribal members, but for others within the regions that they serve and operate in.
A bill at the state capitol would fix that, letting Native nations also qualify for the bridge support payments.
By opening the door and making a small minor tweak to current state statute on how this program is operated to open it up for tribal nations. We have 13 federally recognized tribal nations here in the state of Wisconsin. It's going to further open the door to allow and increase access to child care and hopefully help with the affordability of it.
9 Democrats and 6 Republicans, including Teston, have signed on in both chambers of the legislature.
If other child care providers are able to access these programs, our tribal nation should be as well. And so this should be a layup and a slam dunk, in my opinion.
I'm Melissa Kay.
The assembly version of the bill got a public hearing in December. The Senate version is still waiting in committee. The Marathon County Infrastructure Committee will hear a presentation and discuss the county's 2026 comprehensive plan draft. The plan includes guidance for the county in the coming year on topics like demographics, health and human services, natural resources, public safety, infrastructure and land use, education, economic development, recreation, and more. According to the county's website, the plan aims to establish a framework to influence future policy decisions with the goal of making Marathon County, quote, the healthiest, safest, and most prosperous county in the state. The Infrastructure Committee will hear the plan tomorrow at 9 a.m. A group of Republican state lawmakers have been circulating a proposed bill that would open the roads to driverless vehicles. The legislation would establish an autonomous driving safety board and permitting process for driverless cars, as well as regulations covering accidents and alcohol thresholds for human operators. The lawmakers say their goal is to establish Wisconsin as a competitive state in the autonomous vehicle industry, attracting new investments, creating manufacturing jobs, and improving supply chains. Alice in Dairyland applications are open now for the position of the 79th Alice in Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply now through January 30th. Alice in Dairyland applicants should have an interest in Wisconsin agriculture, public speaking experience, and at least 3 years of experience, education, or training in communications, marketing, education, or public relations. Applicants must also be Wisconsin residents and at least 21 years old. You can find out more and apply at aliceindairyland.com. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks in San Fran tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. At the Chase Center in San Francisco, the Bucks coming off a win over the Kings, the Warriors in a one-point loss to the Clippers after head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game. Men's college hoops, Wisconsin with a win at home over UCLA, 80-72. Nick Boyd with 20 points, 8 rebounds, says lately the Badgers get no respect.
I feel like, you know, over these last couple weeks, man, like we just been getting pushed around too much. And that's the mentality we carrying with us for the rest of the year. I mean, we get pushed, we stepping right back up. So when we get knocked down, we getting right back up.
NFL, the Packers and the Bears, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Soldier Field in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Meeting for the third time this season, the winner advances, the loser goes home.
Yes, it's a big game, but it is just another game to get to where we want to go.
That's Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty this morning, then it'll be partly to mostly cloudy through the rest of the day with a high right around 37 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 28 for a low tomorrow, cloudy with some afternoon light rain and a high tomorrow near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.